David Warner hit the highest score by an Australian in List A cricket, helped New South Wales book their place to play Queensland in Sunday's Ryobi One Day Cup final. Warner smashed 197 off only 141 balls, his third century in four games, helped the Blues chase down the Bushrangers imposing 321 for 9, with three balls to spare. He added 149 in 21 overs with fellow opener Peter Neville, then kept his side on course, despite losing partners regularly. Victoria had earlier had their openers Rob Quiney and Dan Christian to thank for their big score. Quiney made 89 of a standard 202 with Christian, who went on to make 117 of only 90 deliveries. Sean Abbott was the pick of the host attack with 3 for 53. The Sri Lankan board 11 are in complete control against Sri Lanka A. They bowled out A for 125, to finally being bowled out for 501 themselves. Opener Stumbus Karunaratne and Kaushal Silva then took their lead to 467 at stumps by adding an unbroken 91. Spinners Suchitra Sennanayake and Rangana Harath shared 7 wickets as A failed to recover from an early Nuwan Kulasekara double strike. Mahela Udavata top score with 47, with Ashan Priyanjan's 20 the next best effort. There were wins last night for Titans and Dolphins in South Africa's Momentum One Day Cup. Knights were scheduled for just 90 by the form at Willowmore Park, as Marchant de Lange took 4 for 29, Effie Mobolati, David Reese and Rowan Richards took 2 wickets apiece. Jack Rudolph and Haino Koon then put on 79 for the Titans' second wicket, as they got home in the 23rd over. The game in Port Elizabeth was a much closer affair. Dolphins chased down their revised target of 244 in 45 overs, with 5 balls to spare. David Miller hit an unbeaten 96 of 85 balls, helped them score 28 off the final 2 overs of their innings. His knock was the highlight of their run chase, they had lost 2 earlier wickets. There were also useful contributions from skipper Morne van Wyk and Ron van Jaarsveld, the latter added 76 for the 4th wicket with Miller. Andrew Birch was the pick of the Warriors bowls with 4 for 59, although he did deliver the penultimate over that would ultimately cost them the match. Warriors had earlier made 251 for 8 in 50 overs, as Colin Ingram matched his South African teammate by hitting 96 not out. However, Craig Alexander took 552, and the only other man to pass 50 was Christian Jonker. The sole fixture in the 3-day provincial competition saw Eastern Province take complete control over Free State on day one. Opener Edward Moore hit 78, as they closed on 166 for 3, to bowl out their opponents for 137. Seema Warren Bell was their chief destroyer, taking 6 for 44, while Patrick Both the top scorer with only 42. Things continue to move apace in Rawalpindi. Port Kazim Authority need only 95 more runs to beat defending President's Trophy champion Swee Northern Gas Pipelines. They closed on 62 for 2, being set 157 in the 4th innings. They had earlier conceded the first innings lead of 46, as Imran Ali ended with 8 for 42 to bundle them out for 132. Have they struck back and dismissed Swee for 110? Mohammed Talib and Mohammed Sami shared 7 wickets, while there were 2 for Sahail Khan. Rizwan Ahmed ended on 70 not out, as Pakistan Television reached stumps 165 runs ahead of Khan Research Laboratories. They closed on 199 for 5 in their second innings. Openers Imran Ali and Harun Ahmed had begun things well with a stand of 91, while Umad Asif had early hit 147 for Khan, as they extended their first innings to 159. Sami Aslam completed his century, as National Bank continued to have the better of Pakistan International Airlines. He and Cameron Atmon took their overnight 4th wicket stand to 96, helped National Bank earn 143-run first innings advantage. Sherif Malik then hit 51 for Airlines, as they reduced their deficit to 26, by closing on 117 for 5. Adnan Rasool has figures of 3 for 34. State Bank reached stumps on 81 for 2 after bowling out Habib Bank Limited for 226, the same score as them in their first innings. Saad Altaf took 5 for 70, and Mohammed Naveed 3 for 54. No Habib Bank batsman reached 50, Hassan Raza's 45, the best effort. And Water and Power Development Authority lead by 178 runs after 2 days against Zawar Tarakiti Bank. They reached stumps on 52 without loss in their second innings, to bowling Bank out for 185. Rahman Arbidul Hassan did the bulk of the damage with 4 for 28, while Azhar Attari and Khalid Usman both contributed a brace of wickets. Opener Yusuf Hamid top score for Zawar Tarakiti Bank with 70 for only 116 balls. In the Qaidi Azam Trophy, Shoaib Nazir, Navid Malik and Zahid Mansour all hit centuries as Rawalpindi racked up 536-7 against Bahawalpa before declaring. Bahawalpa then slipped 103-6 in reply. Elsewhere in the Super 8 group, Karachi Blues won 167-4 after bowling out Abbottabad for 367, and Lahore Rabia following on against Silcot, making 110 in reply to their visitors 382. The plate group saw Faisalabad close 104-3 after dismissing Multan for 427. Hyderabad made 435 against Quetta, and Lahore Shalimar slipped 135-6 by stumps against Karachi Whites. Whites had amassed 430. Some news from the county circuit. Glamorgan left-arm spinner Dean Koskos extended his contract with the club until the end of the 2015 season. Koskos joined the county back in 1996 and has since taken over 500 first-class wickets in his 18 seasons to date. In the north-east, Durham all-rounder Usman Arshad has signed a two-year contract. Arshad enjoyed a strong end to the 2013 season when brought into the side to help them clinch the LB County Championship title. Derbyshire have parted company with Zimbabwe-born batting coach Dave Houghton as part of their cost-cutting measure, which they must implement following relegation to Division 2. Somerset all-rounder Peter Traeger has re-signed to play for Central Districts in the forthcoming HRB Cup in New Zealand. And Hampshire cricketers Liam Dawson and Sean Irvine will play in the Dhaka Premier League when it resumes on Sunday after the break for Eid. The authorities from that league have declared that cricket coaching school will be relegated as penalty for turning up late for their match against Brothers Union on the 8th of October. CCS were reportedly struck in a traffic jam, but that excuse has failed to save them, meaning only one other team will be relegated to Division 1 this season. All points earned so far against CCS by other teams will be discounted.